This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I would say that EDC stands for Every Draft Counts, because we never have any money. We're always up against the cap, and our job is really to find the best talent we can here. We have 11 picks, I think, this year. You know, we're going to try and retain some of our guys. We do have some free agents, not quite as many as last year, but we definitely have some tough decisions to make. In saying that, looking at our team, we would have the majority of the team coming back this year, which is exciting based on the season we just had. With a great opportunity to improve, you know, via the draft. I think it's a good draft with quality players in every round. And I would expect us to have a very good team on the field next year.
So that was Eric DeCosto on NFL Network with Peter Schrager and talking about having no money. They did give Ronnie Stanley 3 years, $60 million with $44 million guaranteed, though. If you're just tuning in, Patrick McCary signs a 3-year, $37.5 million deal with the Jaguars. He gets over $20 million guaranteed. So good deal for Patrick McCary. But with this deal done with Stanley, and you know that Voorhees can slot into the guard, he was the guard, starting guard when the season began a year ago, are they done making moves on offense?
Well, I think so. Look, McCary getting $20 million guaranteed, I think, is just one more little data point and prism into this free agent class, which is not all that great, but teams sitting on a ton of money, and you're always, you know, there's varying degrees of overpaying, and there's enough teams that are motivated now and that have money to burn that I think it's all the more reason for the Ravens to do what they're naturally inclined to do, which is lay out of a lot of this anyway, especially the first wave,
the crazy money waves. Yeah.
And I think if you're looking at the state of their offense now, there's something they absolutely have to do. And then some other things it would probably behoove them to do. And I don't think we're going to be talking a whole lot about personnel over there. They absolutely need to get something done with Lamar.
Yes.
Not a rollover conversion, new contract.
Yes.
In light of the Josh Allen deal. I'm still torn on paying $50 million guaranteed to a center. I mean, whether they want to just run it back for another year with him or address it long term, I mean, you got the specter of another year and a fifth year option
there. Yeah,
I don't know personally. I like Hamilton ASAP right bleeping now. Linderbaum, I'm not.
I'm kind of with you on that.
I can kick the can on that one. Ricard, God, I mean, be really, really penny pound wise and whatever, penny foolish or penny foolish and pound wise. It'd be stupid not to bring him back. It's not going to cost much. He's a fullback. Most teams don't even have fullbacks.
There's no market for fullbacks.
And then the wide receiver thing,
that's real. And that is something that I was talking about at the trade deadline when Zay went down for a little bit, and what was it, the Buccaneers game, where I was like, guys, Anthony Miller and Steven Sims caught footballs in playoff games for them last year. I'll say that again. Anthony Miller and Steven Sims both caught footballs in playoff games for them. I'm not saying go crazy, but
well, the personnel made, on the field when Lamar made the drive that Andrews couldn't finish was unbelievable.
Yeah. That's what they need to bring in a number three. This isn't, Tez Walker is going to fill that. No, they need to bring
still
in a number
lot of guys
three
on
wide
the board.
Receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring in someone to fill that role.
But
I
don't know that it's going to be like the Keenan Allen thing. No, if Davante Adams is getting this much money, like I don't know. I think it's more Sammy Watkins than Odell Beckham.
Yes, right. I'm not expecting him to spend crazy money and
$10 million.
Whatever.
I think it's more like 6 to 8. I don't.
And whatever you think, I know I brought him up last week. Like Lockett, I think.
As a third receiver?
A guy that was cut, that's their bag. Old guy near the end, had over 600 yards last year. He doesn't need to be a big-time role for this team, but as a number three.
Yeah, I think they'll do something, but they might. I mean, that might be one where they really wait.
Sure.
Till the other side of the now, I get some guys don't affect the comps, whatever, but I mean, it could be something where. With 11 picks, and they don't know how many they're going to use at what position groups. You know what I mean? It could be one toe on the other side of you get to that rookie camp after the draft, and they're like, either we didn't draft as many or sign as many undrafted as we thought, or we don't love what we got in real time in our jersey for the first time. So let's go get a guy off the street then.
Yeah, you could see that. I mean, I could definitely see them waiting. They like to wait. They are a franchise that likes to wait. And yeah, even if it's not compensatory related, they are.
But if you sign whoever on the other side of whatever that May 15th date is, it doesn't affect it either way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, or do you just run it back with Aguilar?
No, I don't think so. He looked cooked a year ago. He had like a moment in the Cleveland game, the first Cleveland game. Beyond that, he didn't like. He was a decent player for them the year before. Last year, kind of looked cooked. I've heard a little bit of rumbling that he might retire.
I just wonder. I don't know that it's a name guy. I think it might be more like. I'm trying to think of some of the guys we were talking about last year, and then they ended up signing somewhere else. Like. I don't think it's a Keenan Allen type. I don't think that. I don't think it's that.
That's my fetish.
Yeah. Because he's going to get decent money.
I think it's more like a, not this guy, but more like a Zay Jones type.
If you get healthy Zay Jones. Yeah. Like Zay Jones a couple years ago was good. He had that moment in time.
Or I'll just go back to Watkins. I think it's somebody who's more has accomplished less.
I thought you said a third bite at Sammy Watkins.
Wow. No. But I think it's somebody like what they saw in him. Like, okay, we're getting he's on the decline. He hasn't lived up to his draft stock. He's had his medicals, but we think we could get bang for our buck out of him for a year at the right price point. I don't think it's somebody like Keenan Allen who was, at one point in time, fighting for San Diego /LA Chargers all-time receiving marks with Lance
had 100 catches. Yeah,
like I don't think it's.
I do like him.
Yeah,
like if De'Ami Brown got 1 year, $10 million. What's Keenan Allen?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's gonna be. I don't think it's gonna be a guy who at one point in time was a legitimate number one wide receiver, maybe in the UFL.
But. We're nitpicking here. Outside of that and the Ricard move, this offense is pretty.
By the way, we still have something else looming. Did we forget the fact that Mark Andrews could get traded at some point?
They don't have to do anything.
They don't have to, but like new league year starts Wednesday. Could something be looming with Mark Andrews? And then your trade because they want to extend Isaiah Likely. I expect this offseason that's one of the things they do.
Yeah, but even if. Andrews was shipped out. It's not like you're hitting the panic button on the tight end room.
No,
like
I'm not. I'm just saying that's going to change the room.
Sure.
It changes the offense.
We're going to find out one way or another within the next week because his roster bonus is due, 3, 4, 5 days after the start of the league year?
Yeah, do I think he's holding Isaiah Likely back? No, I don't know that I'd frame it that way, but like, do I think he's still ascending? No. Do I think at the end of next year, we're going to say that was $11 million well spent? I think maybe not. And I'm just sort of over the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's not just that drop. It's not just that game.
His whole playoff career
There's no playoff career.
It's subpar. He's come up small.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
And the sample size has gotten bigger.
Big enough.
Yes.
Big enough for me.
Coming up next, we want to hear from the people. Man, there's a lot to talk about. Concern level for the Orioles and Grayson Rodriguez and Felix Bautista both don't look like they're going to be on the opening day roster. You got the Terps, the number 11 team in the country, the 2 seed in the Big Ten, and the Ravens get Ronnie Stanley done. What else would you like to see them do? 410-583-1057. We talk to the people next here on The Fan.